You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Carol Messer and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
The University of Rochester, the endowment has roughly $1.9 billion in assets under management, down 3.1% in the past year, but posting a 6.3% average annual return over the past 3 years. Back with us to talk strategy and some thoughts about endowments in what's, I guess, safe to say, an interesting market environment. We've got Douglas Phillips. He's Chief Investment Officer at the University of Rochester on the phone in Rochester, New York, along with Janet Lauren, higher education reporter here at Bloomberg News in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Doug, how would you kind of describe this market environment?
Well, first, let me correct the numbers. We're about $2.3 billion, and I think we're up about 12% for the fiscal year. So we're doing fine. And you had asked me about some ideas of how I've seen endowments managed over the past 35 years, and I think you have a document from me. I hope you do.
Yeah.
It's got some ideas on it. But the one thing I would say about endowments is the alignment of investment programs with the university's mission and goals is absolutely the most important part of our job here. And that doesn't mean that we're going to push the risk profile to the point where we are doing things that we shouldn't be doing that could really hurt the endowment, such as concentration or these large quick decisions that sometimes whipsaw investors, and engaging the whole community here in communicating about the endowment and the importance to the future of the school. That's a big part of running an investment program.
So what you're saying, much more important in terms of the mission overall of the university than what's going on generally in the market environment.
Yeah, we're very long-term investors. In fact, our measurement period is generally 10 years or longer because many of the partnerships in which we invest have 10-year investment periods, and we think that that's an appropriate way to measure. So continuity in that sense of looking at things not just year to year or even 3 years, but 10 years.
On the very interesting document you sent to us, one of the points you made about working with the investment team is to spend time traveling on the road, meeting investment firms and other endowments. What are some of the questions that you ask of investment firms when you're considering doing business with them?
Yeah, well, we always like to see investment firms that have an alignment with their investors, so that typically the people that run these firms are the owners of the firms. It's not always the case. They will have almost all of their own liquid net worth in the funds or the programs that they're managing. And they don't typically look like asset gatherers where they're just growing the assets to collect fees. They're very focused on performance. And in that sense, we don't mind paying performance fees for good results.
Well, you had another interesting point. Most investment firms are not worth the fees they charge at the best firms charge high fees. Know the difference between the two and hire the best. How do you make that judgment?
It goes to what I really just said, is that people that have the best track record are not looking for additional money. They charge higher fees because they attract the best talent to work with them, and it costs a lot to pay these traders and analysts. And it costs a lot to keep them, too. The 2% fee, many investors are afraid to pay that much. But for the very best firms, that's a fee that doesn't bother us. The alpha, the performance above a benchmark, net of fees is what we're always after. And this is across all asset categories.
Doug, you mentioned time on the road. Tell me about, because you also talk about meeting with other endowments and investment firms. When you're meeting with other endowments, what is it that you kind of want to share with them, get from them?
So, ideas. What are they looking at? Where are they moving? Every endowment is unique because the risks of the risk tolerances of the universities or colleges or foundations are all different. So we like to hear how they see their role in the organization and how they think about risk. So how much downside are they willing to accept? How do they conduct themselves when they're looking at managers, and how they operate with a committee?
Are people willing to, other endowments willing to kind of share when they've got a really good idea or a really good manager? Are people quick to share it, or do they kind of want to own it for their own?
Well, realizing that good firms want to have endowments as investors because we're very patient, as I talked about, for the 10-year performance measurement period. Generally, when we find firms like that, we do share. So there are firms that have limited capacity, and in our case, we do husband those a little bit, and I think our peers do the same thing. But as firms do open up for additional capital, we certainly share names. We get together, the larger endowments get together regularly to share ideas in different venues.
You talked about annual investment reports from peers. Any recommendations of peers?
Almost all of them put their reports on the websites, and you can find them. It's public, and it gives you a good overview, but listening to the stories behind those reports, I think, is really the value added for us.
Doug, just got about 50 seconds left here. I'm just thinking of our audience who's listening to you and kind of the approach that you guys do in terms of managing your endowment. What one piece of advice would you give to investors when looking for opportunity?
So if you have endowment investors, I would say just listen to what I just said about aligning yourself with the university. If you're individual investors, I think you really should have a program and stick with it. Most individual investors destroy value by moving in inopportune times. That's been proven over and over. So yeah, set your course and stay with it.
Yeah, keep the emotions in check, if you will. Doug Phillips, nice to have you back with us, Chief Investment Officer at the University of Rochester, joining us on the phone from Rochester, New York. Janet Lauren, our higher education reporter here at Bloomberg News, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Just got a couple minutes left in today's session. We're going to get a check on the markets for you. We've got stocks right now off their lows of the session, but we'll get those closing numbers and some of the stocks moving in today's session right here on Bloomberg Radio. I'm Carol Masser. This is Bloomberg.